This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The prospects of potentially trading for Kirk Cousins. If you missed that interview or any other parts of the program, don't miss a moment earlier in our shows or any of our local shows here on 92.3 The Fan. Click the rewind function on the Odyssey app, brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at montroseford.akron.com to listen back to any of our segments from the past 72 hours, including that one from D. Orlando Ledbetter, who had a lot of great thoughts about the situation involving the Atlanta Falcons and Kirk Cousins. All right, now I'm back off the train. Like, I got pushed back on the tracks this week, Dan. Mm-hmm. And now, after talking to D there, I'm off the Kirk Cousins train again. I don't think it's going to happen.
I mean, you had a guy who covers them going, I don't see how it's feasible. It's why I partially wondered if that train had passed the minute that they picked up that $10 million option. Like, I kind of wondered in that moment when the Falcons had to pick up that option, and right, we all thought, okay, he's going to be cut before then so that they could avoid it. When that happened, I was like, okay, I think the train has passed. I think that one is no longer the option that we're looking for. Though the question I've got through the whole thing then is, okay, so why are we still here, and why will this not go away, and why do I have Diana Rossini saying there's way too much smoke here to not make this makes sense.
Right. Did what D. Orlando Ledbetter have to say change your calculus on what may or may not happen with Kirk Cousins and the Browns? 216-474-0092. If you'd like to weigh in with Dan and I, we are with you until 2. Baskin and Phelps has the day off. I'll be back in, I think, tomorrow with with Phelps. Phelps is going to be back off the ball field. But yeah, I think that now, you know, and it was the same thing with the whole, like, the Sean contract, when that whole ridiculous stupidity popped up where they're like, well, you know, you trade Myles Garrett, you make him take Deshaun's contract off your hands. And
doesn't
it's like, no,
work like that.
That's not how the NFL works.
Doesn't work like that.
It's not how the salary cap works. It's not how trades in the NFL work. It's a little different. You can't force a pick because it's the team trading the player. You get the double whammy. You get the trading the player hit because all the cap that remains on the contract, the cap space, if you will, that becomes a balloon payment when you make the trade, and then you get the double whammy because you have to take on the cap hit of the contract that's incoming. So I think what D had to say about that particular situation with Kirk's contract, and he made the joke of, you know, wow, they basically got to rip up the existing contract and have him sign for a dollar, or it'd be the veteran minimum. That's how you not rile up the NFLPA. But then you make the trade, and then you have to come to Cleveland, and then you have to rework the contract again so he gets his money. And look, the Browns are in no position to significantly invest in the quarterback position from a dollar standpoint and a salary cap standpoint. Cash isn't the issue. It's the cap commitment.
Right.
That's the issue. And also, too, you're not in a position where you want to invest multiple years in a guy of Kirk Cousins' age.
Correct.
Because you want to be trying to figure out, okay, can you sprinkle some magic fairy dust on Kenny Pickett? If you draft Shedeur Sanders, well, now the focus becomes on developing him to become your franchise quarterback. So if you traded for Kirk, all of a sudden he's not long for that job. And as we talked about in the interview, we all know how it went with Michael Penix down there in Atlanta,
right,
and how Kirk felt, right? So I can't imagine things would go all that much better here in Cleveland.
Well, and even ask them the question of, hey, if they were a little more transparent about this, would it have worked better? And him going, nope. It's like, okay, well, that goes that idea out the window of bringing Kirk Cousins in and telling him, hey, we're looking at maybe taking a quarterback at 2, or maybe at 33 we'll take a quarterback as well. It's like, well, I put that to bed.
Yeah. So after that conversation, yeah, I'm thinking that Kirk Cousins not happening. I don't care how many Chipotles on the west side of Cleveland he frequents or how many barbecue joints he hits up.
Yeah.
I don't think it's happening.
It doesn't seem like it's feasible. And that's going to be the toughest thing. That seemed like the last remaining path of least resistance to getting a proven veteran quarterback in here who has a track record of success.
Hey, listen, Carson Wentz is still available. They can still win the Carson Wentz trade.
Right.
By the way, I am totally not pounding the table for Carson Wentz. I want to make that very clear. Sarcasm was intended there.
That's one where I'm good. I would rather throw out Kenny Pickett or draft two quarterbacks and have it all go in camp and then throw it out there and go, all right, let's go. Because we're starting to hit that point with this quarterback situation where I'm basically just like, okay, let's look at the group that is out there of quarterbacks. Let's take the guys that are the most intriguing. Let's take, you know, a quarterback in the draft, and let's throw them all out there in Berea come August and let them duke it out. And let's have ourselves a quarterback competition and see where it goes from there.
I miss training camp competition.
You know, I figured you did. I think that's your second favorite thing, the 7th round picks.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I really, really, really miss quarterback competitions. And you know what? I can't wait for a 4-man quarterback competition.
Oh, you're going to have to get one of those big notepads so that you can really chart all of the different throws.
I going to have to take 5 pages of notes every day?
Can you believe that?
No!
5 pages of notes off of a conversation with an hour for a quarterback. I'm sorry. Like, we all went to high school. There's no way anyone took 5 pages of notes in a day about anything.
Yeah. No, I...
What? 5 pages of notes?
With all due respect to Arthur Blank, I'm not buying that one bit.
What?
Unless the 5 pages of notes were on, like, those, you know, those real small post-it notes.
That's right. 5 post-it notes. Okay, I can work with 5 post-it notes. Or I can work with 5...
I mean, technically, that is 5 pages, right? We're not... The size of the piece of paper has not been determined here.
Or, like, 5 of those, like, notebooks that you see people keep in their back pockets to kind of keep track of stuff. Like, 5 of those. Yes, like, that I could work with.
So Meredith, who's producing the show and doing an outstanding job, as she always does, she's holding up her notebook, and it's her little notebook that the Cavs gave away a couple of years ago.
It's a smaller size notebook, and it's where I take all of my notes. Anytime I go on site to cover a game or anything, you can see I've got lots of pages of notes.
So here's my problem.
But it's not the full 8.5 by 11. It's a smaller one because it fits in my purse.
Yeah, here's the problem with me taking notes. I can't read my writing.
Yeah, I've ran into that too.
For the last, I'd say, 15 years of my career have been like pretty much typing everything. I need a translator for my own handwriting.
This is...
I write worse than a doctor.
this is like a serious conversation that needs to take place, because I always had horrendous handwriting, and now it is off. Like it takes me a while to go through and have to decipher what I have written because of that exact reason. None of us write anymore. Everything is just typed out.
I think I got to get one of those, like, you know, you get for the kids to teach them how to write the letters and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like I probably need to go do that again, because like I've lost the muscle memory in my left hand for writing.
Right.
I think I write a grand total of one check per year. And it's like to my car insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
I everything else I pay electronically.
Yeah, you just pay it electronically. You don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to fill out the check. You don't have to put in the $137.68 and the 100 and the line and
So when the rare occasion when I actually have to write out a check, it takes me like 5 minutes because I'm writing really super slow so that's legible. And you know what it says.
And you can totally tell exactly. The only time I ever write a check is for a bill that I'm grumpy about paying. That's the only time I will ever write a check.
Well, I don't like writing checks because I'm afraid I ain't going to get there in time. I actually ran into a problem a couple of years ago. I was doing an electronic thing, and I like found out my bank actually printed a check and mailed off the check.
Oh, no.
And I got a notice from my, you know, from the bank I have my mortgage through. They're like, we have not received your mortgage payment. And so like I freak out.
We don't want to tell you to start packing, but here's a notice. Right.
So I frantically call and I'm like, I submitted that payment electronically through my bank 13 days ago.
Oh goodness.
And I had 48 hours to get them my mortgage. And so I'm like, you know, really getting nervous. Right. I'm like, well, I already allocated the money for the check, so if I pay over the phone right now, how do I cancel the check
exactly.
So you don't get to it? Like it became a whole deal.
Oh boy,
became a whole deal. But I again didn't write the check. I mean, and that's how I found out that's how the bank did that. So now I'm just like, all right, I'll just go through your website every month and pay my mortgage that way.
Yeah, it's the way you got to end up doing all that kind of stuff.
I don't know how we ended up down that road, but somehow we... Oh, that's right. We were talking about Arthur Blank taking 5 pages of notes concerning Kirk Cousins' future with the Atlanta Falcons, and which, like, I don't believe. I don't believe he took 5 pages of notes. Far be it for me to accuse a billionaire of lying through his teeth, but I'm going to sit here and say the billionaire was lying through his teeth. You know what? If it was like 5 sentences of notes, I'd be impressed.
Could see that. And your idea of 5 post-it notes. Like,
Kirk, reasons. Here we go. It's the David Letterman top 10 reasons Kirk Cousins is angry with Arthur Blank, owner of the Atlanta Falcons.
Don't get sued. Don't get sued. Worldwide pants. Billable hours. Be careful.
But, like, I can't believe he took 5 pages of notes. There's no way. Like, but based. I like to live in this little world I call reality. Okay. Sometimes it's my own reality, and that's a conversation for a different day. But I don't know that it makes sense for the Browns, other than being able to sell fans on, hey, we traded for a guy we're legitimately trying to win. We're not going to throw it in the hands of rookie. At this point, I'm fine throwing it in the hands of rookie quarterback. I am totally fine whether it ends up being Shedeur Sanders, whether it ends up being one of these guys later in the draft. What I'm not fine with is if Kenny Pickett is the week one starter. That makes me nervous.
Explain that when we come back.
I will do just that.
I got to pick your brain on that.
It's Dan and Daryl, not Baskin and Phelps. We're in for Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan with you till 2.